This is Stephen Brute. I'm interviewing Pat Raphael in Malvern on July 28th, 1992.
Okay, let's begin with how did you meet your spouse?
With me and your spouse?
Well, how did you meet them?
Well, it's only a few miles. Well, I've known them all my life. I mean, actually, well, this is a local community. Everybody knows everybody.
Do you remember? Did he propose?
Well, I would think so.
How did he propose?
Well, not just listening to him for that. The reason we're right in this barn, we're going to maybe the barn on me, and I'm like, this is not a message, you know?
Did
I'd like to hold this dog, he's actually the right one.
Did you ask your parents, or did he ask your parents?
No, we decided that ourselves.
Were there any objections? Did there any objections?
No.
Can you think of any cases where marriages were objected to, not your own,
I don't really know. I mean, if it did, we wouldn't know about, you know, I mean, we wouldn't know about it anyway. At least the girl wouldn't tell that the family didn't like her husband.
How old were you and your spouse when you became engaged?
I was 23. He was 33.
Can you describe your circumstances at the time of the engagement? Were you going to school or working or...?
I was at home helping my mother and he owned the farm.
Your parents were all still living?
Mm-hmm.
Your parents were still living?
Yes.
And how were your parents employed?
How were my parents then?
How were they employed?
Oh, they were farming. I wish that was mine. It's kind of funny to tell you. It's still there, too.
What year was this? This
was the house.
Mm-hmm. Was this just before you were married?
Well, this is when I was born.
Oh, okay.
Did you have an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Can you describe it?
Okay. You describe it, I still wear
it. So, single diamond?
One diamond, and then two, one on each side. I was picking raspberries this morning and picking leaves and doing everything. And I was getting pretty thin, not studying in all these years. I've never had it all.
And the wedding rings just are gold band?
Yeah, gold band. The other ones blossomed on it, but they're all worn off.
Oh, you can see where they were.
And a bit of silver in there.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should go to a building and get clean. It was getting pretty, Yes, I was more than 35 and I've worn this all these years. I had it cleaned once, the jeweler told me it was exceptionally good ring. But, certainly has. But I think it needs another clean. Well, I didn't want a high stone, patches and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You wear them every single day?
Yep. It's never off.
Mm-hmm.
You wear it all the time. That's what, I suppose eventually it will break there, but it only lasts as long as I last.
Okay. They're nice.
Is your engagement celebrated with a party? Do you have a party of any sort?
Yes, we had a reception. Really, before, after?
No, just the engagement.
No, they didn't do that then.
Who did the preparations and the arrangements for the wedding?
No, I was married at home.
Sorry.
So we just got a clergyman and had the family and there's my wedding.
Okay.
There's my attendants. There's everybody that was at it. Just the two families.
Did you decorate your house at all for the wedding day?
Oh, yes. The inside it was decorated, you know.
With flowers and?
Well, mostly, lemon red white bells and...
Mm-hmm.
That's for the women.
Mm-hmm. And is this your attendant?
Yeah, this is one sister. Mm-hmm. And then this is the other sister. Here's my dad here.
What was your sister's name?
That's his mother there.
Hmm? What was your sister's name?
Joyce.
And what kind of flowers were these?
Flowers and roses. Where's the write-up? Now you can read it all. You see, and you see, you have a whole lot of questions. That's my little dog, and that was taken that day, too. That little dog came up with me at that farm at Lavender. So well, does that help you any?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can.
There's the... Not mistaken, I'm 68. Well, yes, our family, yeah.
Did
you think there's only two families? Yeah. I mean, it was just was in the afternoon. And, so yes. But you see, you're thinking in terms of the weddings today.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you ask those questions, mm-hmm. you're thinking in terms mm-hmm. of the weddings today.
Well, we're trying to do a bit of a comparison, too, for our research papers.
Yes.
Kind of comparison.
I can understand that. Yes, whatever refreshments or dinner you had afterwards, yes, the bride's family did it, you know.
Did the groom's family contribute anything to the payment for the wedding?
Well, no, it was just the meal. You see, there was actually no payment when they buy their clothes and come,
mm-hmm.
and then have dinner with us afterwards,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
So you see, you're still, you got your mind on the wrong. Get down to simple. This mm-hmm. is a depression day.
Mm-hmm. The other thing was that would cost is the dress. Can you tell us who made it?
No, actually my mother made it. And I was sure I had it. But I guess at one time or other I must have, I don't know where it went, but I know I was very, very slick then. I'm not that much heavier now, but I knew I would never get into it. But it was this silk velvet. Actually my mother made it.
Do you have any idea how much it cost?
Wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, it was by the yard, you know.
Yeah,
she bought material and made it herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it had long sleeves and it had buttons all the way down here.
Was it white?
Yes. And that was the 23rd of November, believe it.
Of November?
In November, 1935, there wasn't snow. And nobody had any coats on. See? 23rd of November, 1935.
Did the dress have a long train? Or is this the veil?
That's the veil. You see, nobody there has coats on.
Mm-hmm. That's nice to you.
1935, there was just no snow. Some out there. All right, what next? You're doing very well because you're over my head.
Did you send out invitations, or did you not?
It's just the family.
Okay. Well, when else was placed in the paper?
Yes, the announcement was in the paper, and that was in the paper.
Do you want to read anything?
Sure, we could do that.
I think that's the last one. Okay. December 2nd, under the profusion of roses and chrysanthemums, a pretty wedding ceremony was performed at the home of the bride's parents when Patricia Johnson, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. D. Johnson of Leonard, Ontario, was united in marriage to Mr. Clark Rathwell, son of Mrs. and the late Chase Rathwell of Navan. Reverend Patterson of Bars officiated. The bride looked winsome in a gown of white velvet cut on Grecian lines. Her veil was cut in cape effect with orange blossoms. She carried a bouquet of talisman roses. Miss Joyce Johnson, who attended her sister's bridesmaid, was charming in a gown of bronze rust lace with shoes and hat to match. She carried Johanna Hill roses. Mr. Irvin Lancaster of Navan was groomsman. Miss Mary Rathwell, sister of the groom, presided at the piano. Mrs. Johnson, mother of the bride, wore a gown of navy corded crepe and wore a bouquet, corsage bouquet of violets. Mrs. Rathwell, mother of the groom, was charming in a gown of black crepe. She wore a corsage of Lady of the Valley. The young couple left on a motor trip to Toronto and points west. For traveling, the bride wore a suit of navy blue. Mr. and Mrs. Rathwell will reside at Navan.
Next thing I wanted to ask you, were there any community parties like stag showers and tree show parties and that kind of wedding?
No, I had a shower.
You had a shower?
Yeah.
Who attended the family?
Well, it was more or less, I guess, created a bit of a community shower.
Who organized the shower?
Vera Griffith.
And that was a neighbor?
That was a friend of mine, who I went to school with her.
Mm-hmm. And did you prepare a trousseau? Anything before the shower or at the shower?
No, before the shower. And like that, I had all my cooking utensils. I had all my bedding. I had, you know, I bet pretty well equipped before. Then they did equip. Now they kind of wait, I think, for the showers. I don't know.
I think so, too.
Eh?
Yeah, I think that they do.
Yeah.
Most people.
No, I was pretty well set up. Well, I still have some of my cooking utensils that I had. You know, it got from before I was married.
Mm-hmm. So did you have a hope chest or anything like that?
Well, you would call it that. I had all my the whole set of the wherever loom and cooking utensils. I had everything I needed there. I had my own linen and all this sort of thing. So I guess you would call it a...
Mm-hmm. But those were all acquired before you showered?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of... Did people bring gifts to your shower?
Yes, I got a group gift of crystal and all these odds and ends that you get at a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Bookends, just everything.
Do you remember anything special that you got at the shower? Because we have one girl who's researching gifts, wedding gifts, and she's having problems trying to decide what kind of gifts were given at the showers.
She had a problem trying to decide.
She's trying to find out more information on gifts before the wedding and during the wedding. And we wonder if you knew specific things. Like you said, bookends, you got?
Well, I got bookends right behind the pictures there. I got my set of crystal. I got a full set of these, the large glasses, the small glasses,
mm-hmm.
And the dessert service and the little plate.
Mm-hmm.
That was the group gift. And the cake plates, I even have one or two of them yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like
yeah.
that.
And you said that you had a group gift?
This was the group gift, the whole set of the crystal.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then there was the usual odds and ends, yes, and I got nice little these small platters and
mm-hmm.
all this sort of thing that you...
Did you get a lot of handmade gifts, like linens and...
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
No, not the handmade,
mm-hmm. okay.
not as much, you see.
Did you take part in any marriage preparation classes or anything like that?
Any which?
Marriage preparation classes through the church or anything like that? No? What religion did you get married in? Was that anything?
What religion? Oh, I'm in the church. Yeah, Mr. Patterson was a clergyman from the United Church.
What time of day was it you were married?
What time of day was I married? It was in the afternoon, roughly say it's at 2 o'clock.
And was there any special reason for the time? Or just?
No, it was just convenient to have what we were having and then we were leaving on a trip.
A lot of people we talked to got married at 2 o'clock and they said it was because people had to get home to do the chores and they wanted to be home before dinner. Is that the case with your guests or your family?
Well, it hadn't occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to, you know, so we could get away again and get partly on the road before we... Yes, I guess basically that would be a basic reason, I guess. I never really thought about the cows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where did your trip go?
Well, we went to up to Niagara Falls and we crossed over into the States when we were around. We were away about 5 days.
Okay. Were there any last minute preparations the morning of the wedding, if you can recall?
I don't think so. I don't know. I wasn't part of it if it was. You know, other than to get the normal work done, you know, and I guess the one always is decorating, a little bit of decorating and one thing and another.
And you said you were decorating with flowers and white bells?
Yes, there was bells and white streamers, and, but there wasn't a great quantity of flowers, because, as you see, it's pretty in the 30s. But, no, everything went smoothly as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. Where did you dress for the wedding? In the house?
There was near my living room.
Were there any special customs or superstitions you followed during the day of the wedding? Like the groom not seeing the bride?
I guess we pretty well followed that custom, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't see your groom the day of the wedding?
No, not till after. Well, it's all silly. Not till it happened, then. Let's put it that way.
Did you carry something borrowed, something blue?
I must have. I'm sure I must have.
So that was, everyone usually carried something borrowed, blue, and something new?
Oh yes, I must have, because I had two sisters that were, I was the first of the girls married, and they were gung-ho, so, you know.
Do you remember what any of those things were, or what your sisters had that was borrowed, or blue, or new?
Well, I don't remember specifically what they were, but I know we must have gone through the cycle.
Okay.
You know. But after all, we're gone, you're gone, and back over 50 years here, and I don't expect me to remember too much.
Whatever you can give us.
Yeah, you've got a lot of information so far that's helped us.
Who was in the wedding party? Can you describe who they were and what the relationship was?
Well, there's your wedding party. There was my bridesmaid, and the urban manager, he was the groomsman. There was the four of us. There was, well, that's my own family. That's not the wedding party necessarily. In the wedding party was actually my bridesmaid, the groomsman, and the bride and the groom. That was all there was.
Were they friends or relatives?
Yes. The groomsman was a friend of my husband's, of Clark's, and my bridesmaid was my eldest sister, Joyce.
Did your father give you away?
Yeah. Oh, well done, proper.
You carry flowers, you just put them in the announcement.
Yeah.
Did you have a decorated vehicle? You said you decorated your house, did you have a decorated
vehicle? I can't remember whether they did or not. I don't think they did. No, I think we might have gone with some tin cans behind us. You know, but not per se.
Was that the car that you took to Toronto and Niagara Falls?
Yes.
And was that your own car? Or
no, it was my dad's car, actually. Mm-hmm. My father's car.
Mm-hmm. And he lent it to you just for your
coming?
Yeah.
Okay. His dad's car.
So you said that it was just your family?
Just the two families.
So they wouldn't be traveling very far?
No, they were from Navan, you see, and I was at Leonard. So these were 3 miles, you know.
And they all came by car?
Yeah.
Okay, what music? Was music a part of the service?
Well, yes, and Park's sister Mary played the piano.
Do you remember what she played?
Well, it was the usual, here comes the bride. What else do you think? Maybe that was possibly all when I was coming down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Was the piano brought in, or did you have
a piano? No, we had a piano at home. That's my mother's piano there now.
It was played on that piano?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't have a singer, solo?
No.
You received rings, did the groom receive rings as well, or a ring?
No, we didn't want it. No, we didn't want a ring. No, we didn't exchange rings as far as that goes.
You didn't exchange rings during the ceremony?
No. We just gave me mine.
Okay.
Well, he actually didn't want one, being a farmer. He said the thing would catch on certain things and be a, you know, and he said there's no use of having one if you didn't want to know where it every day.
That makes sense.
You know.
And did you give him a wedding gift instead?
Yes, we exchanged luggage.
Oh, okay.
At that time, we were both leaving, so, we, you know.
Seemed appropriate.
Yeah. Oh, it's a practical age, dear child.
When the wedding was over, was there anything that happened? You said there were tin cans in the car. Did people throw confetti?
Oh, yes, they had a fair amount of confetti. They always do.
Did you have a procession? Cars? Did you have a procession of cars through the area? Who is taking photographs?
Well, just the family in general with cameras. They weren't taking pictures like they do now. You know? No, they weren't taking pictures like they do now. I mean, now they take movies.
Can you talk to me?
Okay, if it says in the announcement you had a going away outfit, was that you? For the, for the trip?
Well, that's what it said there, what I wore, actually, to be really honest. I don't really remember what I had on, but that's what they tell me I had on. I haven't got that outfit now either.
Do you have a picture of the going away outfit?
No, I haven't got a feeling of going away outfit. No, I haven't.
Was there a reception after the wedding?
Well, whatever, the 30 of us, you know. I think it was about 30 here, just counting them off.
So just the same people to get?
Just the same people that were there. No, not the, you know.
When you separate your reception and just the same
people? No, no, all just...
In the home as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember at all what type of food or beverages was here at your reception?
No, I don't. That's what I was trying to. Somebody told me that question. I said, I just don't remember.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you remember maybe who prepared the food?
Well, my mother did.
Did you have any, did you help making anything? Or was
well, I presumed I certainly did because I was at home. We decided, I guess, what our menu would be and had it, you know.
Do you remember if you had, was it a full dinner or was it just like a buffet or?
Well, I imagine it would be a buffet, but actually, you know, I don't, nobody ever left long ago anybody's house without eating something, you know.
That's true.
So I really, I don't remember that particularly.
Okay. Do you know of any customs or superstitions that were regarding food? Were there any that you were aware of at the wedding?
Any what?
Any customs or superstitions related to what served?
No, I don't think so.
Would you happen to know if there was different food served at French and English weddings or Catholic and Protestant or the other companies?
Well, I don't know anything about it. You see, you're so modern oriented, you kids, that you're having trouble coming down to...
Well, we were what, if you had been to a French wedding when you were...
No.
During the 30s or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't been. So I can't help you there to any of the other... weddings, I know they were all much the same as the girls I went to school with and my new, their wedding was much the same as our own. Everything was low key then, you see.
Yeah.
Now it's wide open.
Yeah.
And this is where you kids are having trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking the modern thinking, and you're going to come right down to
Well, we're trying to make a comparison, so it's kind of hard to...
Well, you're trying to make comparison. Well, it's come along a long, long way. The weddings are are getting wise. When you think in 1935, there wasn't just this any of this thing called money. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen when we come down to where there is no money? I get frightened. Because I'm afraid it'll come out happen again.
Looking that way.
Yeah. It's looking that way. And people are having a great deal of trouble coming down from that level.
Because you've been up there so long. And it's
so when you are doing your research, certainly you want to make it clear that it was the Depression years. There was just no money. The families didn't have it. Mm-hmm. You know.
What do you find the biggest differences between weddings in your time and weddings today in the 90s?
Is the expense that is spent on them. Mm-hmm. Well, we have thought that I think a lot of people are just, I think this little competition, who can have the biggest nearly, you know, and the most fanfare. Mm-hmm. And everybody was poor, so therefore we went into the small, you see, just the family-oriented things, and there was not too many of this great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and this is where you people are used to the big wedding. And it's hard for you to visualize where you get down to where life was really, really simple. You know, it's like eating vegetable potatoes and meat, well, you know, you were glad to have them, you know. So therefore, it's a little hard for you to come down, but if in researching, it'll make an interesting paper problem.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be. I mean, I think Stephen's working on the differences.
Yeah.
You see, the basic difference is there's just no money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
these other pearls you cannot afford. Mm-hmm. I expect we had a basic nice meal. Mm-hmm. But with a wedding cake, I know I had a cake. I had half part of it for ages.
Mm-hmm. Was it a fruit cake?
Yeah, my mother made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How big, do you remember if it was a big
fruit
meal?
Fruit cake. It was sweet here.
And white almond icing?
Yes, yeah, got the almond paste on it and everything. Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's always been a wedding cake.
Mm-hmm. Had it been decorated by your mother as well with the icing as well?
I kind of think my sister did it, but it was decorated.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any flowers on the cake? Or?
Yes, it was that little tumbler that just had a bouquet of roses, the same kind of roses that I carried.
Okay. Was it tarpon roses?
Well, yes, they must have been, because they were the same as, they matched my bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But other than that, I'm not better than my cake and the basic refreshments and hospitality that went with it. There was no other big fanfare, you see, and this is what.
Is the cake you had on the 25th the same as the one you had?
No, that is 25 on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Something similar, yeah, it was up on the two things, and, you know, something similar.
Did you, you and your husband cut it? Cut the cake? And
that day? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes. But still, that same procedure went on, you know.
You distributed it probably, yeah.
Did it reach?
Did you give it out to the
guests? Yes. Oh, yes. You know.
Everybody took a piece home?
Yeah, if they wanted to, you know. But, yes, there was still the same. That was basic.
Mm-hmm.
Your wedding cake and the cutting of the cake. And your meal, which was basic meal, you know. But other than that, we have changed in the number of guests. We have changed, now wait, let's see if I can get the right word on this, on the show part of it. You know, I was at a wedding here, my goodness, the bride and groom came and a great big limousine that would just blow you straight over.
Mm-hmm.
Pure white and all the rest of it, you know, came and left. But you see, long ago, there wasn't anything for those friends, but this basic and nice family gathering is what the weddings were mostly. And I can think of the kids that I went to school with. There was pretty much the same thing, aunts and uncles and maybe a few close friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there wasn't this big party in the hall. that they have. There wasn't the large stags, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, we've just come from down there to up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is where it's, I know it's hard it's to visualize, but
where
there is such a change.
There's a lot more emphasis today on the wedding than there is on the marriage. And
yeah, you know, there wasn't all the...
It's kind of overrated weddings today, and people get so excited about them. And
well, to me, they're all overrated, but it's all depends on which way you want them. What you want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the basic, the flowers, the, you know, the dress. The
so essentially it's sort of the same, but not, it's just kind of gotten rid of.
But you see, I understand this is a Sam and Janet wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and Janet's my, and Janet and Sam were my sister and brother-in-law, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And she was married in the church, but it was just the families again. And we went back to Newton to the house in the village. I know a poor grandmother. Man, poor grand. She was married on a Sunday. Now that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying hard to remember what color Janet's dress was, and I can only remember the bridesmaid's dress. And I know who our bridesmaid was, and I know who our groomsman was. And I can't remember Janet's color. Sticks in my mind, you know, it was a very pale blue, but it couldn't have been because the bridesmaid, she was married in September, the bridesmaid had on a purple,
mm-hmm.
very striking. She had red hair, and she was very, very striking looking.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet would not have mixed the light blue with the purple,
yeah.
You see, so I think, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't find out what color. Maybe Janet was married in white, but I didn't
mm-hmm.
think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think so. But anyway, they were married in the Navin United Church.
Mm-hmm.
Probably by the same minister, Reverend Patterson, I would think they were.
Mm-hmm.
He had a free charge.
Were there many marriages on a Sunday?
No. Mm-hmm. But Janet liked things differently.
Yeah.
She got married on a Sunday afternoon, and it just, I couldn't believe how it was.
Did they went by car to the church then? Probably.
Well, yes, she sure had to go covered with something. You got out of covered wagon or something, but, you know. Oh, yes, we all had cars then. There were all cars. Her dad gave it away. She had one spidesman. Her groomsman was Harold Shaw. He's gone now.
How are they related to the
Harold? No, Harold and Sam went to school together.
Mm-hmm. And what about Janet?
Hilda? Hilda and Janet had no sisters, so Hilda was just a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was the same age as Janet, and they'd always been friends. You know.
Did they have any other attendants?
No. You see, here we are back to the simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, don't remember who played the organ that day at Janet's. Oh, Mary did, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be Sam's sister Mary, and that was just the wedding room. Now they didn't have a soul of us either.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, what else do you want to know? You got off on Janet and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
This is amusing me mightily, this Janet and Sam wedding, you know.
The other thing I wanted to ask is, were there speeches and toasts? The bride and groom.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I can't, you know, I don't remember particularly anybody. You see, and then again, you're back into your modern wedding, you see.
Yeah.
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 There could have been a toast to the bride, somebody, but I mean, there wasn't as big as the toast that there are today.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Was there any music or dancing at the reception of the house?
There was no reception. We just left on our trip. Had a trail of cars follow us, but people picked us up. But that, you know, unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, I know we went to Tim Tam's behind the car because we eventually did lose them. We went from Leonard and we lost them up here on the Navin Road.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who put that on the guitar?
Probably my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers, I would imagine, who would have to put it on.
Okay.
Did you throw your bouquet?
Yes, and I can't tell you who caught it. I left the bouquet behind me.
Was there a garter toss?
No, I can't remember that. I don't remember, but I must have had one.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't do what they do now. It's just take off the garter in public and throw it. They wouldn't have thought of doing that in 1935, dear. Wouldn't have thought of it.
Did you see wedding gifts in addition to the...
Yes.
Yes. Can you describe some of them, maybe?
It's in between what was wedding and what was shower. I got a silver candle holders and a silver container that holds flowers. And, I kind of off the cuff come up with it. I should have had a time to think about that one.
That's okay.
You know.
Small details.
Well, yes, yeah. They were just, but you see, there was only a close,
mm-hmm.
close group.
Mm-hmm.
And Hart's family, how can I put it to give you the wrong idea? Well, Grandma Ethel was very much from the old school. She lived to be 102, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I can't remember what they gave us off the cuff. I can't. But, no help there. I caused a blank.
That's okay. Those are small details, too.
Mm-hmm. You said you and... Mr. Atlas seemed wedding gifts. Did you see what they were?
Yes, we exchanged luggage.
Now you went on a honeymoon to Niagara
and Toronto? Niagara and all the way into the States.
How long was that for?
Just about 4 days, 5 days.
Did you pay for that yourselves or did your parents?
No, we took the car from home, but that was our own trip, mm-hmm. you know.
Did you stay in a hotel in Niagara Falls?
Yes, the state Niagara Falls, and then they went on down in, and you don't travel the States on the Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
Because everything's closed tight, you can't get gas, you can't even hardly find a washroom in the place. So don't go to the States on the Thanksgiving weekend. Well, maybe it's different now, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was all locked up then. You know.
Aside from the cans on the car, did any of the guests play practical jokes on you?
Did they which?
Play practical jokes. Right.
We had someone, we talked to Mrs. Cotton, you know, when she was married. When she was married first. I can't remember the story, but they hid in the barn or something. And scared them or something. I think they tried to fool them into that they weren't getting married, and then they finally found out and hit on them, or something like that. And some people have told us of jokes that their friends or family have played on them.
No, my family's very sensible.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have any jokes played on them?
No, we didn't have any jokes played on them.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
Is there a picture of the wedding that appeared in the newspaper along with the...
No, it didn't appear in the paper. The picture didn't. There's a picture of the wedding.
Yeah.
But it didn't go into the paper. No, we didn't put it in the paper.
Which paper did the announcement go into?
Citizen.
Okay.
So you and Mr. Raffles set up housekeeping as newlyweds here in Navin?
Well, just down the road here on the Raffles farm. Well, at least we go into it. Dawn's on it now, Sun Dawn is on it. It's the big white house in Hawaii. Going down this way.
Your son?
Hmm?
Your son?
Mm-hmm. He took over the farm. We moved up here in 67.
Did you work outside the home after you got married? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I just have a few general questions left. Sure. Were there any special traditions that were specific to your family for the wedding that you know of?
Any special what?
Traditions. Things that you did.
Like
your parents had done.
Not that I know of. They didn't say so.
How did the wedding differ from that of your parents? Like, how was it different, do you think?
Than my parents' wedding?
Yeah, you know what your parents' wedding?
I haven't a clue.
Do you know any?
And I don't think I ever even asked.
No?
No,
a lot of people don't ask about their parents' wedding. I don't know much of them.
No. Okay. I mean, I didn't either. You see, everything was so simple then, you see.
Are there any differences that you know between French and English weddings?
Any difference between
the French and English weddings that were evident in the ceremony, the style of what they did?
You mean the service part of it?
Not necessarily the service part, but the traditions and what they did. Did they have big parties and stuff like that?
From now to then?
No, between the two of them back in the 30s.
Between the 30s and now?
No.
Or you're talking about my parents?
Between
English and French
weddings in the 30s.
Well, I don't think there was. Only I wasn't married at home, but some of them were married at the church. But they were basically family-oriented, mm-hmm. quiet. You interviewed Mildred Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she basically had the same type of wedding,
yeah.
quiet. And,
mm-hmm. They're all the same.
I think they're basically pretty much
mm-hmm.
all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But there was not the big parties that they're having nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any differences that there may have been between rural and urban weddings?
I would presume that the rural weddings were simpler than maybe the urban. What do you mean by urban city?
Yeah, city, right.
Yes, I presume that there were. I would presume that there were.
Mm-hmm.
I think the country weddings would be simpler. Because you get more in the cities, you get more into society-oriented
mm-hmm.
condition, but still, even the city weddings weren't as big as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But there would be a difference there, I really do think.
Yeah. Did you ever attend any city weddings?
No, but I would presume there
mm-hmm.
would be.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. But you see, everybody locally, there weren't the number of people invited, you see, to attend these things. Like, you see, the mode of transportation, everything was lower too. You see, now we hop in a car and we just go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't just hop in a car and just go. You always had a purpose for doing something. You see, this is where your kids are having a trouble with. You know?
Yeah.
You see, now they just hop in a car and go.
Mm-hmm.
Even yet, I find myself, well, I won't do that today because I have to go there tomorrow and I could just do the two and save a trip. And then I think, you see, there you are. Now, maybe go there now, and tomorrow I'll just go right there and I'll go past the same place.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that.
It is, you see, you don't, but long ago we did.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you try, and I kind of get a little amazed at how people can go to town four times. Like, I would go to town once, get what I want. I wouldn't come home and then think, gee, I forgot that, and I wouldn't run right back and get it again. You know, just the difference.
Do you think the depression made people marry later in life?
Now? Do you think people are getting married later in life now?
No, do you think the depression made them meant for people married later?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know what they get married. No, I don't think it made any difference.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I think we've been that, you know, now we, I don't know. No, I don't think it made a big difference. When you get married, you get married.
That's right.
I think that's it.
And I don't think I've been very much help.
Oh, you have.
Well, you have, actually.